From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Connecticut man wanted in the attempted Times Square attack is in custody. 30-year-old Pakistani native Faisal Shahzad was arrested at New York's JFK International Airport last night while trying to board a plane to Dubai. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says investigators still have a lot of work to do.
FBI agents are working with their state and local counterparts in New York, Connecticut, and other jurisdictions to gather evidence and intelligence related to this case. We are also coordinating with other members of the President's National Security Team to ensure that we use every available resource that the United States has to bring anyone responsible to justice.
Holder speaking to reporters about an hour and a half ago, he says Americans must remain vigilant, noting that a citizen alerted authorities about the SUV someone tried to blow up in New York. BP is drilling a relief well and moving forward with plans to place concrete and steel boxes over the leaking wellhead causing the major spill in the Gulf. NPR's Greg Allen says communities from Louisiana to Florida are working feverishly to protect their beaches and marshes.
No significant amounts of oil have yet hit land, and a NOAA official says winds are expected to continue to hold the slick offshore for now. BP says it's trained 3,500 volunteers and hired 700 vessels to help contain the spill. In Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish, commercial fishermen are beginning to work anchoring floating booms off the coast. Shane Berrios and George Jackson wouldn't even guess when they'll be able to fish again.
We have no idea. It could be 20 years. We don't know.
They ain't stopped the flow all yet, so they don't know. The whole Gulf might be, and then they're talking about the jet stream grabbing it and going up the East Coast with it. You know, it's going to be a major disaster.
BP says it's giving states along the Gulf $25 million each to help offset the economic impact and to hire workers to respond to the spill. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
Anti-government demonstrators in Thailand are studying a proposal for ending their two-month-old siege of downtown Bangkok. NPR's Michael Sullivan says Thailand's prime minister is offering to hold new elections in November.
Prime Minister Aposifa Chichiwa made the offer in a nationally televised speech late Monday evening, but said his offer is contingent on the restoration of peace and stability. Broadly speaking, that means he wants the anti-government demonstrators now occupying parts of the capital to pack up and go home. Abbasit laid out a five-point reconciliation plan that he said took into account the protesters' grievances, a plan that includes rewriting the Constitution to make it more acceptable to the anti-government demonstrators. Protest leaders had been demanding an immediate dissolution of Parliament and new elections within 2 months, but said they would meet in a few hours to discuss their response to the Prime Minister's new offer. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
This is NPR. Forecasters say Tennessee's Cumberland River is not expected to drop below flood stage before Wednesday. Parts of downtown Nashville are flooded, as well as the Country Music Hall of Fame and LP Field, home of the Titans. At least 28 people have died in severe storms through Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky since the weekend. The organization that is recognized for timing the beginning and end of recessions is not prepared to say that the most part of the recession has run its course. The Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that only a slight improvement in bank lending to small businesses.
The Fed's April survey of senior loan officers at 79 banks shows a small net fraction of banks eased lending conditions for large and medium-sized business borrowers in the first quarter. That was the first time since 2006 banks have eased business loan standards and terms for two straight quarters. But the Fed says loan standards remain quite stringent, and there's a dichotomy. The banks that eased lending conditions were large ones, and the beneficiaries were primarily larger companies. The survey found that banks continued to tighten loan terms, such as the spread of loan rates above banks' cost of funds, for small firms. Large banks made mortgages, home equity credit lines, and consumer loans easier to get, but other banks tightened lending standards. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Hollywood and British entertainment worlds are remembering film and actress Lynn Redgrave, who died Monday of breast cancer. She was 67. Her publicist says that Lynn Redgrave died in her sleep. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, Washington.